Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Keeping things flowing. Like water through your pipes and water down your drains.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And phone numbers through your brain. Call today.
This is Men's Health Matters, hosted by the fans Timmy Hall on 1460 ESPN. Your health matters. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
All right, here we go on another brand new episode of Men's Health Matters. Excited to be here. I had a great week. Fantastic. Just enjoying the summertime. Getting to the pool. Got a new patio in the backyard, so that's nice. Awesome. That's loving every minute of that. In a third week with my good buddy now, I'm calling you my good buddy,
appreciate
Dr.
That.
Rick Honor. Taylor. I don't know how I'm going to do this. Like, when I do take the step, if I got to see a urologist at some point, if I'm going to see Greg Lowe, Lawrence Jenkins, Abhi Patel, or you, because I've enjoyed speaking to all of you. But I always say the most recent guy I'm speaking to is the best one.
There you go.
You're the best one that we've had.
Well, listen, we are so fortunate in Central Ohio to have so many options for great medical care, and you just can't go wrong.
How have you enjoyed these past couple of episodes the last 2 weeks?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, what a great opportunity to speak to people in a way that I don't have the opportunity to do on a regular basis.
Yeah,
it's great.
Have you ever found yourself just hitting all of these subjects in such a quick 30-minute? I mean, you probably, I don't know, when you're outside of work, do your friends talk about these issues with you, or, people on the street trying to steal some doctor time, out on the golf course, since I got you here, we got 4.5 hours to kill.
I was going
to
say, yeah, that one's
with
pretty
questions,
common.
Right?
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. That one's pretty common. Parties. You know what I mean? It's you get a lot of questions.
God, what do you, how many of those do you just sort of, oh no, we just talk about the Reds instead.
Oh, yeah. No. Listen, I love what I do, so I enjoy talking about it at work, and I don't mind talking about it after work. Let's put it that way.
I totally understand. Sometimes, believe it or not, I want to be done talking about Buckeye football.
Yeah, that's fair.
But now's not one of those times,
because
Now we're on the air,
yeah,
and now we
absolutely.
Would talk about it.
Yes, well,
but no, like, it's you can't really say no to somebody if they, in my world at least, if they want to ask me thoughts about, Justin Fields or Ryan Day, entertain those. But you do the show, you try to cram it all into the mm-hmm. 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
and then sometimes I just want to talk about the Avengers. Just want to.
Sure. Why not? Absolutely.
Want to break down Endgame.
Absolutely.
I'm in an Endgame mode right
yeah.
now, and I want to see Spider-Man. I want to see Spider-Man. Three times. I can't even believe I haven't seen it yet because it's been out for a few weeks.
Right.
But he's apparently the dude. I don't know. Are you into the Avengers at all, Doc?
I am. The problem is, I'm so many years behind. I'm still. Oh gosh. I think I'm still Age of Ultron. I mean, I've got a lot of catching up to do. But I'm doing my best. Let's put it that way. In between all these different things kind of going on, it's hard to find time to sit down and make it all the way through a 2.5 hour movie.
Two and a half hours. Endgame.
Oof.
Yeah. I saw it twice. Me and my son, we loved it.
Nice.
I still don't feel like giving spoilers out, even though it's been out for 2 or 3 months now. But
sure.
It's fantastic. My dad was saying the same thing. Like, he's just too far behind in the whole MCU is the
yep.
code we call the
yep.
Marvel comic book universe and the mm-hmm. stories that they've built up. But they're also, like, we can enjoy them as, like, 5-year-old kids enjoy them as much as, 50-year-old men and women.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just so much action. What a gold mine they really created.
No kidding, man. And they hold up well. I mean, you can still watch the original Iron Man.
Right.
And it's fantastic. So, yeah, they really did a nice job.
Like, you think about that. 2008, I think, is when Iron Man 1 mm-hmm. came out.
Yeah.
Jon Favreau, who I love,
mm-hmm.
one of my favorite Hollywood dudes,
yep.
who just does everything. He's got the chef show based mm-hmm. off the movie that he did that's on. I think Robert Downey Jr. was on one of those episodes where they're all at the table. And Tom Holland, who's Spider-Man, was there too. He's great. He directed that thing. And ever since then, like, that's the first step. Like, they waited till 2008 to create the gold mine that is the Avengers and all these Marvel movies. Like, why did it take that long for them to put that to film and make the billions of dollars that they've made?
Oh, tell me about it, man. And they've done such a good job just carrying it forward without any hiccups, you know?
Right.
I mean, think about those Batman movies. Maybe you're too young, but I was a kid, you got Michael Keaton as Batman.
Right.
Great. And then they just all kind of fell apart. And you got Batman and Robin, and you got Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's just not working. And then we had years until we had Batman Returns. And so finally they got that back on track. But the Avengers, I mean, there's no mistakes.
From 2008, they made all the different movies, and there's been like 20-some. But that was a great point. You brought up Batman. That was back in the 80s.
Yeah.
They've had it at least early on. They knew they had to make Batman into movies, and it would make money. It wasn't until just recent where they started doing this with the hundreds of Marvel characters that they've had.
Yeah.
I guess you could say Toby and the Spider-Mans in the early 2000s.
Yeah, those were good. They were popular. Yeah, that was good.
Not connected in any way to the stories that they're telling right now, by the way. But we'll get into business here. You guys have Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. By the way, we've talked about testosterone. We've talked about, throughout the weeks blur together, prostate cancer, you know, erectile dysfunction. Obviously, you can go to edcure.org and catch up all about that. We talked about BPH in past episodes as well. We're going to get into diabetes today and the effects that diabetes can have on erectile dysfunction. So a lot of stuff right there. This episode, the past episodes we've done with Dr. Taylor, they're up at 971thefan.com right now. You can, of course, listen right here on 1460 ESPN every Saturday morning at 7:30. Go to the website, find all the episodes in one place right there. You go to 971thefan.com. You find the shows tab, other shows tab, and Men's Health Matters is right there. You click on it. All the podcasts are going to be there in one neat place. So as we start up the conversation today, you know, I know like we're going to get into, you know, the sense in how diabetes affects, you know, erectile dysfunction, but just the disease in general, I don't know. It touches close to home because in my family, diabetes, it's there. And my dad has it. His mom had it. So both me and my sister, we always just sort of tiptoe around wondering who's going to get it.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel good now. I know I don't have it, but who the heck knows? You know, you try to live a healthy lifestyle, right, and take care of yourself. And that's part of what we're doing here.
Yep.
As even if you don't need to go see a urologist, do whatever you can to improve your quality of life. Take the step right now. Be healthier. See a doctor. If you've got anything that's bothering you, pick up a phone call. See somebody. But a little introduction into diabetes and your relationship with it and everything you know about it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, unfortunately, I have a family history of diabetes as well. My father had diabetes and unfortunately suffered the cardiac consequences of having diabetes.
Oh, no.
And he's doing great today, but obviously it was a major impact on his life and obviously on our lives as well. And, you know, just in general, diabetes is really two different conditions. When we think about type 1 diabetes, which historically was called juvenile diabetes. We think about type 2 diabetes, which is maybe the more common type. About 90% of people who have diabetes have type 2 diabetes. But really what this is a higher than normal level of sugar in the bloodstream. That's essentially what diabetes is.
Well, and you know, the thing of it too is those figures you just gave out, 90% of diabetics have type 2.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
So it's you're very unlucky if you're a parent and you've got to deal with a child who suffers from the disease. That sucks. You know, that's our hearts go out to you, and you got to manage that and maintain it and adjust to the lifestyle the best you can.
Absolutely.
Most of it's when you become an adult. I feel like there's a stigma out there on diabetes that any like older person that gets it, oh, you're just fat, you're out of shape, you can't stop drinking soda or eating candy.
Sure.
Don't you agree? Like that seems to be out there, like we'll make the jokes about it, but for many of the people that get it, it's not that way at all. There's really nothing you can do to avoid it.
It's true. And you know, there are some people who have what we call metabolic syndrome, who might not make the best dietary choices, maybe aren't exercising as much as they could. And unfortunately, that can lead to insulin resistance and ultimately type 2 diabetes. So staying regular with our exercise and trying to eat the healthiest diet that we can, that can certainly help. But you're absolutely right. There are some people who have type 2 diabetes simply because the pancreas, which is the organ that makes the insulin, isn't producing it as well as it used to, and that can lead to diabetes as well, even in people who are doing everything possible to prevent it.
Yeah, I'll never. Do you remember when your dad was diagnosed?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was actually in medical school when that happened, and unfortunately when he suffered his heart attack. I mean, gosh, I remember those, you know, days and weeks like they just happened.
I remember my dad coming home from, he must have just come from the doctor's office.
Yeah.
Where he got the diagnosis. We all like huddled around, like we didn't understand what that was. We all cried together. Mm-hmm. It was like one of those things. But then, you know, he's with us today. Like got the thing attached to his hip, you know, and the 1 meter there. And it just seems like such a, like, I really feel for everyone that has this disease. You got to prick your finger so many times and take blood tests and always know what your insulin levels are and have, you know, you got to make certain choices with your diet from here on for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. Constantly.
Like, it's just it seems like a huge pain in the neck to go through your life with diabetes. But you don't have any other option but to deal with it.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And I think we're again, fortunate to live in a world where we do have lots of different options to treat diabetes, because it wasn't that long ago when the only treatment we had was insulin that was injected underneath the skin. And in the absence of that, unfortunately, people did not live, shall we say, full and healthy lives with diabetes as people are able to today.
All right, we're talking about diabetes right here with Dr. Rick Taylor. He's a urologist with the Central Ohio Urology Group. We'll have much, much more to come as we continue on here. It's Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
Did you know that diabetes, heart disease, and prostate cancer procedures can contribute to erectile dysfunction? Many men aren't aware of this or of all the treatment options that a board-certified urologist can offer. Understand your options and learn where you can find an ED specialist in Central Ohio to help. Visit edcure.org to get the facts and find a urologist who can offer treatment options that work when pills and injections don't. Again, that's edcure.org, sponsored by Boston Scientific. This is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
Rolling along on Men's Health Matters, and yeah, edcure.org is a great website, great portal to go and check out. It's there, it's ready and waiting for you, so get there today. If you need to see a urologist like Dr. Rick Taylor, that's a good place to find all the information about these guys that are out there ready to help you. So we're talking about diabetes. A little bit later on, we'll kind of get in to the effects on erectile dysfunction, because we know, that is a thing.
Absolutely.
That's there.
Yeah. Yeah. Very common, unfortunately.
Right. And we've talked in past episodes about the penile implant. That's also something that can come into play here as a treatment option, right? For someone who's diabetic, also suffers with ED, penile implant, good option, correct?
Very much so. Very much so. In part because of how diabetes ultimately leads to erectile dysfunction and what that means for other treatment options and the potential for them to be less effective than we'd like.
We're having fascinating conversations just about diabetes back there, the disease in general, with both of us, common bond here now, both of our dads suffer from diabetes type 2, were diagnosed when they were older, you know, middle-aged, I guess. My dad was in his 30s, I want to say.
Okay.
Just like I am right now. Mm-hmm. His mom had it and has been living 50 years or so with the disease. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we were talking before the show. The thing that I would always see with him is the low blood sugar level.
Yeah.
You know, like there's so many different things out there for treating diabetes. Like sometimes you'll see the device that's attached to somebody.
Yes.
Like, what's the difference between wearing one of those devices and just taking, you know, having the pens that you either have to keep in, you have to keep in the refrigerator. You've got like the different kinds of insulin, the fast, the long acting and the short term acting. It just seems like a lot to deal with being diabetic.
It is. And you know, we're very fortunate these days that our endocrinologists are really excellent at prescribing the right regimen of medication. And I should say, whether it's the endocrinologist or, like in my dad's case, his family doctor takes great care of his diabetes, and he's done fantastic with different pill regimen. So sometimes pills are appropriate, sometimes insulin. But those pumps are a real step forward for patients suffering with diabetes, because they continually measure the blood sugar levels to give just the correct dose of insulin, or to avoid giving insulin so that the blood sugar doesn't go too low and cause those kinds of problems.
Yeah, there's so much like science and biology that's involved with this and how this works. And it's been something I've always felt that my entire life I never really did enough to truly understand. Like what, you know, what my dad, what my grandmother was going through with this disease, which why this episode here today is kind of eye opening for me, and you know what this disease does. What did you see like with your dad? Because I can kind of speak to it firsthand with how it can affect a man's life, a man or a woman. You know,
absolutely.
We talked about testosterone last week and how it can sort of affect the daily routine. Well, I mean, talk about affecting a daily routine. Look no further than diabetes. I mean, you have to do things and keep up with it every single day, every segment of every single day, basically.
Yes. Oh, without a doubt. And I know it's been very difficult, quite frankly, in my case, difficult for my dad and for my mother to kind of adjust their lifestyles in order to keep his blood sugar levels where they need to be for, you know, his long-term health. And so we think about something called the hemoglobin A1C. And for folks who are listening who don't
know what that is. I've heard that hemoglobin before. Yes.
Yeah. So hemoglobin A1C is both the way that we diagnose diabetes and the way that we follow the success of our treatment. Because hemoglobin A1C doesn't just give us a snapshot of what our blood sugar is right now, but rather what the last 3 months of our blood sugars have been on average. And that helps us get a better handle on how well we're doing.
The term that my dad would always use and still does whenever he's low, he would say that he's shocking, you know, and I would get a read on that. You know somebody so well, you can see what they're like when the blood sugar is off. You have to have something with sugar. You got to have like some candies in the car or granola bars or whatever to, and then it's a process. I could just see kind of like a deadpan look in his face. He's not his normal self. He's not making the same, you know, lame jokes that he's always making, right? We're out on it usually happens on the golf course, right?
Yeah, always happens. Of course.
It's like, Dad, why didn't you eat, you know, enough before we came out here where the sun's going to drain a little bit more out of you than usual?
Yeah.
But was it that way for your dad too?
Yeah, you know, it's so confusing sometimes. It was confusing for me. When my dad was diagnosed, I was in medical school, but I was in the very first year of medical school. And forgive me for putting it this way, but you know, I knew nothing at the time. I was just sort of starting to learn how things were, but
become a doctor.
That's exactly right.
You weren't a doctor yet.
That's exactly right. And so it's very confusing to me, and was very confusing to figure out how is it that diabetics, where the sugar is often too high, can have sugar that is too low, which then causes them to, you know, as you say, have those shocking episodes to, you know, to get sweaty and to get confused and sometimes even to pass out, unfortunately.
Right.
And it's just all about that insulin regulation.
I wondered, like, going back to the beginning when you're an adult, like what that was like for my dad, what that was like for your dad when you first found out you had diabetes.
Oh, man.
Like what?
Absolutely.
I wondered, I don't even know if I've ever talked to my dad. I know we have, but I forget the stories. I need to have the conversation with him again on what led him to go to the doctor.
Right.
You know, was it passing out? Was it just feeling really, really sick for 2 or 3 days?
Yeah.
What's your experience with that? How does that usually go for patients who wind up knowing that they've... Oh, shoot, I'm a diabetic now.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you're absolutely right. It can be those kinds of symptoms. Sometimes weight loss actually is a sign of diabetes. In my world, in urology, a week doesn't pass where we don't diagnose somebody with diabetes because they've come in with very frequent urination. When we have high sugar levels in the blood, we have high sugar levels in the urine, and we make more urine as a result. So sometimes guys are peeing every half an hour all night long, and they come in for that, and we find out, sure enough, the blood sugar's high, and that's the cause.
Guys, we're talking with Dr. Rick Taylor, Central Ohio Urology Group right here. Today's subject is diabetes. We've been hitting a wide range of topics for the 3 weeks that we've been lucky to have him. And if you're listening right now and you've got some issues with sexual function or incontinence, please listen up to this message, because Dr. Rick Taylor, he's going to be speaking at a free educational seminar to go over ED and incontinence and answer any other men's health questions you may have. Might be about diabetes with what we're discussing here today. The date is Monday, August 12th, and the seminar is going to be in Gahanna. So here's the number. Call 877-433-2873, 877-433-2873 for more info and to register for this August 12th seminar. If you need help, why wait? Call now. Register. The seminar is totally free. So, Doc, how does diabetes affect erections?
Yeah, so diabetes is a pretty has a pretty devastating effect oftentimes on our erections, unfortunately. And the statistics bear this out. We know that guys with diabetes have a 3 times higher risk of developing erectile dysfunction as compared to men who don't have diabetes. And the reason really is that this high level of sugar that's floating around the bloodstream, it gets deposited in our nerves and in our blood vessels. So our nerves don't carry signals as well as they used to. Sometimes that gives guys with diabetes numbness and tingling in their fingers, or more commonly in their toes and in their feet. But that also means, from a sexual standpoint, that the nerves that tell our arteries to dilate, so that blood flow comes in for our erections, those signals don't exist, or they're not as strong as they used to be.
But why would, if you are getting insulin, if you've got all the proper medications to treat your diabetes, why would that still happen to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, and the secondary effect is that sometimes the sugar is deposited in the blood vessels, and unfortunately, it doesn't take a very high level of sugar in the bloodstream to have a pretty long standing downstream effect. And that's the other part to this puzzle, is that it does happen very gradually over a number of years, and unfortunately can lead to that point. Oftentimes, guys don't even realize they have diabetes until we're sort of at that point where we're starting to notice those secondary effects.
So that could actually be something that gets you to find out, get a diagnosis for diabetes. You've seen that before.
Absolutely.
Someone that came
to
your office for ED.
Well, not only
didn't know he had diabetes yet.
Absolutely. So we do pick that up from time to time. And guys who have other blood flow related issues, oftentimes related to diabetes, same kind of a thing. So, yeah, that's something that we do see very regularly.
And we mentioned earlier on in the segment the penile implant. Mm-hmm. That's one of those things. What percentage of patients that are diabetic that suffer from that wind up going that way? How many of them do you recommend the penile implant? You've done it, right? You do that.
Absolutely. Penile implant is a very, very regular, very common part of my practice. And, you know, one of the issues, again, with diabetes is that we don't have the normal communication between the nerves and blood vessels that tell those arteries to dilate, to tell us to get an erection. And that means that the pills that we might use for ED are less effective for guys with diabetes. And going to an ED solution like a penile implant is really a nice option for these guys.
All right, we'll recap everything that we've talked about in the first couple of segments with diabetes and the treatment options, the relation to erectile dysfunction. We'll keep this thing going. One more segment coming up with Dr. Rick Taylor. It's been a good few weeks, man.
Absolutely, man. I've enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
It's been a real good few weeks. We'll have much more. This is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
If you have erectile dysfunction, you deserve to learn about all treatment options without an upfront fee. ED is a medical condition. Insurance should be discussed and accepted. Board-certified urologists offer all treatment options, from pills and injections to an outpatient procedure. Consult with an ED specialist, not a men's clinic offering just one treatment option. Go to edcure.org to get more information and to find a urologist in your area. Again, that is edcure.org. Sponsored by AMS Men's Health, a part of Boston Scientific. This is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
All right, I'm a little bit sad. It's going to be the final segment with Dr. Rick Taylor, local urologist from right here in Central Ohio. Born in Columbus, Ohio?
You know, actually, I was born in Lincoln, Nebraska, to a family full of Cornhuskers.
What?
Just to say it out loud, yes, indeed.
So you came here at a very young age.
3 years old, we moved
3
here.
Years yeah. old. Okay, I think I said born and bred. I didn't get that out of you. Yep. You're a Lincoln, Nebraska guy.
Yes, indeed.
You got family back there?
Oh, yeah. My grandmother still lives there in Fremont, Nebraska, a little town south of Lincoln.
Yep, we got a big game between the Cornhuskers and the Buckeyes coming up. I think week 5 in Lincoln. They're probably going to put that thing under the lights.
Oh, we're making a strong consideration to head out there for that, because that's for the whole family, you know.
Yeah, what a game!
Big game!
What a game!
Scott Frost, seems to be doing it right. So we'll see how it goes.
Scott Frost, second year, supposed to have a much better team, better chances this year. Everybody's talking about that one. So we've been talking about diabetes. We'll kind of go over everything we've done in these past few weeks with you. Talked about Peyronie's disease. We had the testosterone episode last week. You can go and check those out, 971thefan.com. Get to the other shows tab. You'll find Men's Health Matters right there, and you can listen to it. But we left off saying diabetes, it is connected to ED.
Absolutely. And it's connected because of the impact that diabetes has on the strength of our nerve signaling and the ability of our blood vessels to dilate, both of which are essential for normal erectile function.
You do have an increased odds to suffer from ED if you are a diabetic.
Unfortunately, yeah. It's guys with diabetes have about 3 times higher risk of developing ED than guys who don't.
So we talked about treatment options, and you do these implants. You personally do these. Patients are knocked out for this, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Typically takes about, half hour or 45 minutes or so.
That's not long.
Operating room. It's not generally a long surgery. Recovery is quick, although obviously it's a sensitive part of the body, we might say. But guys do really well. And the advantage that I have as being part of Central Ohio Urology Group is that I have the opportunity to subspecialize in this kind of work. You know, in the office, I see the full gamut. I see all kinds of different urology problems and help to fix those. When it comes to the operating room, this is something that I subspecialize in, which I think allows me to give my patients the best care possible.
So, I mean, and there's sort of a mental aspect that can go with this too.
Oh, absolutely.
Wanting to get an implant. How do you sort of talk your patients through that side of it?
Yeah, well, oftentimes for my patients, the mental impact, quite frankly, is that they're not able to achieve erection the way that they used to. And that really is, unfortunately, pretty devastating for a lot of guys. The advantage of the implant is that it is a restorative procedure. It is a foreign body in the body, but it functions incredibly well and functions very naturally to achieve the erection the way that we used to.
For diabetics, too, like we were talking about this earlier, it would make sense to go that route, right? Because you're probably sick and tired of dealing with needles.
Well,
you're doing that to your fingers so often, like your whole entire life. You'd want to have something where you just don't have to worry about it anymore. And that's what the implant does, right?
That's exactly right.
You get it one time and you're done with it.
We go to sleep again for, you know, like I said, half an hour to 45 minutes, a couple of weeks of recovery, and then the problem is solved. And that's the real advantage of that approach.
Doc, what would you say over the past 3 weeks? I'm not going to say things that you've learned, because you've been teaching all of us. But if you wanted to give one more quick message to all the guys that are out there listening and to what Men's Health Matters means to you and everything that we've gone over here.
Absolutely. I mean, to me, I think the real value and what I'm so honored to have had the opportunity over these last few weeks to talk to an audience of guys and to say, if you're having any of these issues, there is help available. We have options. We have different things that we can do. And we really just want to encourage guys to get in, to see their doctor, to get checked out.
Well, hopefully everybody, all you guys out there, take the advice and get it done. Remember, edcure.org. It's the place to go, man. Place to go. Educational website. There's Lots of stuff you can get done there. You can get the ED score. You can take a survey. You've got patient video portals. You got guys telling their real life stories. You can find the information, contact info about local urologists like Dr. Taylor and other specialists in the area. So much you can do at edcure.org. Let's enjoy the rest of our summers, shall
we? Absolutely.
Let's see some baseball games. Let's eat some ice cream.
Yes.
Let's be healthy, too.
Absolutely. And count down the minutes to the first Buckeye contest against Florida Atlantic, right?
Football. Man, she's a-coming.
Here it is.
She's a-coming. Dr. Rick Taylor, everybody. We'll have much more next week. It's Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.